Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Second hour of our Go Seahawks Super Bowl Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. If they've got internet access, send the fastest way to pull up stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And boy, there's a lot of really, really, really good wildlife and bird educational stuff, because I found some great pages of information to post. So you really need to check it all out. And there's a wonderful picture of Penny, Doberman Retriever or Doberman Pinscher, who won Best in Show at Westminster. So good stuff there. You will also go to Meow Cat Rescue. You can see a picture of Jude and her kid. Oh, and the funny thing, Linda. And it's our energy balancing show. Linda Rasmussen is here. We'll get back to our discussion here in a moment. The funny thing is, Linda, when people adopt cats from Meow, Marilyn takes a photograph of them, you know, the kitty, and posts it on Facebook when they go home. Well, she took a picture of Jude and Bodie, Kitty, and posted on Facebook. Well, some of you don't know what Jude looks like. And Jude is, very metaphysical, and and she does, the sound and all that stuff. But anyway, so she wears beautiful clothes and bright colors and pretty cut, and then she has white hair that's kind of chin length. And then she's and she and Paul, their hair was identical, and they had this little curly Q white hair at the neck. She still has that, but then she has bright hot pink purple hair color. I mean, on the top of her white hair. So, and I mean, it's probably that sounds weird, but it looks really cool. Anyway, yes. In the picture. It's a really good picture of her and the cat, and she has, a coat or a jacket on that matches her hair, and you can see her. And anyway, the people, the commenters, are more interested in Jude than the cat. It's like, oh my god, the hair and to match the coat, and then somebody says, I want to clone that woman, and so they want to adopt Jude. No, I'm going to call Jen. I'm saying, you should invite them to come see you at Whispering Dragon Center. And they can meet you and the kitty. Anyway, you might all, it comes up on my feed because I follow Meow Cat Rescue, but you can go just to meowcatrescue.org and see their post there. And you can see the picture of Jude because it just got posted yesterday before she brought her home. Anyway, that would be fun. But I just got such a kick out of it because all of the people looking were more interested in Jude than they were in the kitty because she's so cool looking. Anyway, check it all out. So, boy, that was a good love train. Boy, old David's really getting up there and dancing all over the studio in his brand new conference championship Seahawk shirt. So he's all Seahawked up. Yes. Linda and I are kind of, on the part of that. We don't have any real Seahawks gear. We probably shouldn't admit that. Anyway, David is covering the bases for us because he has the conference. But I kind of thought about it. I thought, if I wanted a Seahawk shirt, I think I would want to wait and see it because if they win the Super Bowl, I'd want to have a winner's shirt or something.
I was just going to say, you might want to, maybe you'll, if we get a positive result, you'll have to get a shirt later. Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, get a winning Super Bowl shirt.
Yes. And in my defense, I'm wearing teal and navy, so I'm at least kind of going towards Seahawks colors.
Well, and I have green. I'm doing green. So you got the bluish green, yeah. And I got the green. So together, Linda and I are Seahawking. Okay. Now, apparently, Linda, we are not going to go back to our discussion immediately.
That's fine.
Because there's at least one person out there listening to us. And so, and she was good enough to pick up her phone. So we are going to head to Bellevue and talk to Diane. Diane, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen.
Well, I have to say I got so enthralled with listening to the history that I wasn't calling in. And I thought, you better call in because time goes fast and then you won't get in. But I want to hear the rest of the story.
Well, and that's why, yeah, I do too. And but I think it's really good timing, Diane, that you called in now, because hopefully others are interested too in what Linda's been saying. And now we get to actually show what this is all about, because she's going to do a treatment for you and Whiskers. And then it'll mean even more, because then we will go back to the discussion whenever we don't have a phone call. So, anything specific going on, Diane, that you want to talk to Linda about?
Well, for me, I've been having lots of headaches, and I just want them to go away from now on and forever. And then Whiskers, I had to switch his thyroid medicine to transdermal going in his ear because the oral made him break out in a rash. And he had
Wait. Now, because now I'm involved in something that I'm going sidetrain here. Now, Whiskers is your kitty, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is Whiskers hyperthyroid?
You know, I don't know which one it is, but he has too much thyroid.
Yeah, that's hyperthyroid. So he's on oral medication for that?
Right. He was on oral.
All right. That's why I'm timing us out, everybody, because there's news that you don't know about. Okay, this year my kitties are both getting older, and my feral tuxedo kitty Sophie is 15 and a half now, and she's been healthy all her life and really and hasn't had much very anywhere. But anyway, took her in for, you know, geriatric panel and all that. Well, turns out she's seriously hyperthyroid. So, Diane, I'm just getting started on treatment with my cat. And this is the first cat I've had with hyperthyroid. So that's why I'm interested in what you're telling us about Whiskers, because you've been at this a little longer than me. And I haven't heard about a reaction to the oral meds. So you were giving the oral medication to Whiskers and he had a reaction to it. Would you please explain that to me?
Yes, it was the same situation as your cat. Whiskers is getting older. I took him in for the geriatric thing, and he's always been healthy. They said he has too much thyroid.
Yeah.
And I had been giving him ocean kelp for the greens and was told that that boosts thyroid to stop
that. Yes, it does.
To stop that. And then I was given methimazole.
Right. Methimazole,
which I understand is the only thyroid medicine available for kitties. That's what I was told. So,
Remembering the name. When we take a break, I'll run in and get it, and so I can know what it is. She went on the Whiskers, went on the oral meds.
Yes, and so about a week, I noticed he had a rash on his face above his eyes. It was getting redder.
Now, did they have you start on a low dose and slowly wean up?
Well, they had me start on a low dose for the first, until these give out. It was 5 milligrams. And a half a tablet is all I gave him to start.
Right, that's what they had me start on, half a tablet twice a day. And then after a week, I'm supposed to slowly wean her up to 1 tablet twice a day. I'm in that process now. Okay, so you went through that process, and somewhere in that time he got a rash on his head, did you say?
On his face, right above his eyes.
Huh.
So I had the intuition it was the thyroid medication, so I called the vet, and she said a small percentage of cats do have an allergic reaction.
Okay.
So she had me stop it and wait until that healed up, and she called in the transdermal of the same thing.
So you're putting what, like a cream or something on the skin?
Yeah. It's a cream. Okay. You rub it into the skin on their ears.
And I was going to say, I'm getting, in my mind, I saw ear. So you're putting it on the ear.
You alternate ears, one day the next.
Okay, how's Whiskers doing with that?
I just started it Friday.
Ah, okay.
So I
I'm so glad you called in, and I'm so glad you're because maybe I need to know this. Well, I need to know it anyway, but now y'all know that I'm now dealing with my first cat with hyperthyroid, and she's just getting on to the medication. Haven't noticed anything like the skin, but I will be sure I'm paying attention. I'm so glad you called and mentioned that, Diane.
Hopefully your kitty won't be allergic.
Now, I also, we do have another caller, so apparently we're going to do calls for a little while in this hour before we get back to our discussion. I just know we're going to have lots of time to talk, though, Linda, I think. But I'm also want to talk about, because you said, Diane, you're having a lot of headache stuff going on.
Right.
So I just want to know, Linda, is this something that, you know, generally speaking, that the best bioenergetic synchronization technique, is it helpful for headaches and chronic headache type situations, sort of thing?
I would say that a number of people that have received this comprehensive balancing have benefited. And in the case of, I will tell you, my partner, because, of course, when I had to learn this technique, I had to have somebody to practice.
You had to have a guinea pig.
And so, you know, for those of us who have spouses and partners, she was the one. And she had a history of very bad migraines. She was missing out about 5 to 6 days a month just laying in bed in pain.
Wow.
And I always felt really helpless when that happened. And in the course of me learning the technique, the headache started to subside and went away. They just
you were practicing regular treatments on your partner just to practice,
right?
And as a sideline, her headaches started going away.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and that's when I started to think, hey, I think I've really got something here. So
cool.
So anyway, yes, it certainly has been shown, you know, and headaches.
Now,
do you
remember when you were practicing on your partner? Mm-hmm. All this migraine stuff, mm-hmm. and the headaches started going away. Do you remember how long you had to you know, treat her here and there before? Does she still have migraines or
no.
did it? She doesn't have them. Whoa,
no.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that's a big deal though. So that's what I'm wondering though. How do you think it would take a series of treatments or consistent? I mean, because I would imagine if she's your partner that you do best on her from time to time just because it's a good thing and all that.
So let's see, what's the answer? The answer is it's not a symptom-based treatment.
Okay.
It's a balancing.
Okay. All right.
And so everybody's different. The causes of headaches can be many things.
Okay.
You know, and so I feel like it's something that is beneficial because of the overall balancing. Whether it eradicates people's headaches, you know, certainly in my partner's case, yes. And in the case of some other people, yes. And I have other people that still have periodic headaches in my client group. And, you know, so in their case, they're still having that.
All right. Okay. All right. But so anyway, Diane's in the right place. Good thing. Now, and when you work with someone, Linda, do you get an intuition as to whether or not you need to do regular treatments or should work with them more or not?
So the entire system of bioenergetic synchronization is a silent inquiry to this innate intelligence, this non-conscious intelligence. And so when people are balanced at the end of the session, one of the questions I ask, you know, silently to that non-conscious part of them, I just ask, you know, should this person have another session?
Ah.
And if I get a yes, then I find out what the interval is, you know,
okay.
within a week,
right.
2 weeks.
So there
you know.
Is a way to determine. Excellent.
Yeah.
See, we're learning so much. Yeah. This is very cool. Anyway, yeah. I'm sorry, Diane, to interrupt your treatment and all of that, but it was just really, I think, really good information that we all needed to hear, and I needed to know about the thyroid. So now, David, I'm going to mess with the schedule because I'm going to go ahead and have Linda work with Diane, and then we'll take care of advertisers and come back and talk to Monica and Mount Shasta. So everybody, let's see. I think, Diane, have you let Linda know everything you want her to know about you and Whiskers at this point?
Yep, I think that's it. Although I will say that the Mortar March does help the headaches.
Yes.
And
ah.
The chiropractor helped, and so did the massage therapist. But I just don't want them to come back.
You bet.
And that's interesting. We haven't ever talked about, I don't think we've talked about the Mortar March. But anyway, we'll get, so then I am going to step aside and Linda, you're going to take over with Diane. And just remember that when she's working with Diane, you're not going to hear my voice repeating things. We're just going to play a light music bed to cover the, so we don't have dead air. And that's what we want y'all's opinion on. Okay. Because we want to make sure we get the right music that, you know, goes along with the work, but is not distracting or interrupting the thing. So there we go. All right, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. So, Diane, it's a pleasure to work with you. I'm going to invite you to think about something that's been on your mind a lot lately. And the people in the audience also can listen and think about what's been on their mind a lot lately. You got something, Diane?
I do.
Okay. And then I'm going to have you set that aside and then focus briefly on the feeling of dread. The feeling of dread. We're going to replace that. And we're replacing dread with the feeling of stable. So now you're focused on the feeling of stable and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed, looking at the left side of your forehead. Your breathing is going to be to exhale. Just exhale down into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, thinking stable too. Perfect. Breathe normally, Diane. And then with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing your neck and shoulders. And then returning to what you've been thinking about a lot lately. Okay, that is complete. So I'm going to have you go to blue sky for a moment. So I'm going to have you think about the new medication that you're using with Whiskers, the transdermal.
Okay.
Just let that be in your mind, whatever that comes into your mind about that. And we're back to the feeling of dread. So just setting that aside. And again, just briefly focused on dread. I'm going to replace that. And we're replacing dread with the feeling of passion. So now we're just focused on passion. And the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And this time you're going to take a deep breath into the abdomen and hold your breath in as long as you comfortably can, letting yourself get a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking passion too. Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then think about that medication that you have just started to use with Whiskers. And that is complete. I'm going to have you return to a beautiful blue sky. The sky is blue. And I'm getting that we have done everything that we need to do and you're balanced. So I'm going to find an affirmative energy for you to use.
Perfect.
And the energy that we're going to use is the energy of cherish. And the energy affirmation is I accept the feeling of cherish. And you will be thinking that I accept the feeling of cherish at least three times in a row or saying it out loud several times a day, today, tomorrow, and the next day, and as long as you can. And I recommend thinking this affirmation while you're doing the mortar march, which you should do after we get done with our call today.
Perfect. All right.
I will.
All right. Happy mortar marching, Diane.
Thank you. Go Hawks.
All right.
And by the way,
you keep us posted about Whiskers.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead, because I was just going to ask you. So say what you're going to say.
I was going to say the music today was better because it wasn't as loud. The last time the music was distracting because it was too loud.
Okay, because that's the first thing that came to me when we started playing was like, David, that's really low. Is that too low? But you're saying from a listening perspective, it's better to have it low like that. All right,
well,
David, please make a note of that to Nathan, okay? Excellent. That's the kind of feedback we need, you guys, because you got to help us tweak this so we get it perfect. But isn't that cool how now Linda C. did work with Diane, and then you shifted. You didn't actually work on the animal, but you worked with Diane, but somehow it transfers or goes to the animal through that. But I think we got something really good going on here. Anyway, Diane, keep us posted, okay?
Will do.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right,
God bless.
We got to take care of advertisers real quick, and then we are headed down to Mount Shasta and Monica. So stay right where you are, Monica. We will be with you shortly, and right now we're going to take care of advertisers. We continue straight ahead right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune into Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of our Go Seahawks edition of Animal World today. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're going to get back to the phone lines with Linda Rasmussen here shortly, but just wanted to Remind you, we heard from our New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements.com. And great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Great, the New Pro Nuggets for kitties, wonderful vitamins. My cat won't often eat unless I sprinkle them on top. And the dog supplement is incredible for skin and hair coat. And it's a powdered supplement you sprinkle in the food, and then you mix it in. And man, it is tasty. It makes a gravy, and it's wonderful for picky eaters. And we can tell you about. I know. Never mind. We'll get to it when we get to the caller. Anyhow, it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is here, and she's doing remote treatments for you and your animal friends. And we've got a really cool way we're working now with the human and the animal. I can't wait to get back to our discussion, because the last treatment you did, Linda, stimulated more questions for me. And I understand how Diane said I was so fascinated in what Linda was explaining. I want to hear more. Well, I do. But at least we've got our callers now to go. So let's, David, let's head on down to Mount Shasta and welcome Monica. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hi.
Hey, Monica, how are you doing?
I'm doing actually really good.
All right, excellent. I have a personal message for you.
Okay.
Before we get into you working with Linda, and I have been trying to connect on the phone for like forever, and I'm not going to talk about what we need to talk about, but we just haven't been able to connect, and it hasn't worked for you or me, and it's taken forever. One of the reasons I think is out of the way that we've been delayed. Part of it was me, Monica, and with the subject we had to discuss, I've only recently realized I wasn't ready for that discussion yet. But I recently realized, oh, okay, I have the understanding now. I know what I know. I can do that now. So just know that there was a blockage for me because I wasn't ready to have that discussion with you, but I am now. But I'm also up to my eyeballs because business is moving and I don't even know what day it is until my body gets used to working this hard again. So it still may be a little bit till we connect, but I wanted to let you know that my side of the blockage is removed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it all made sense. Was making sense to me anyway.
And, oh, okay. Cool.
I'm also, beginning of a semester, so I'm busy too. But I have a feeling this conversation is going to happen at the correct time.
Exactly. The timing will be right. So we'll just keep working on that. When we both have a break, we'll be able to get together and talk about it. Anyway, all right. So, Monica, what do you need from Linda today?
Well, I wanted to call in, number one, to let you know people are out here. And I actually listen every Sunday. I can't call in every Sunday. But nonetheless, I wanted to just get a treatment, a mini one today. And honestly, I wanted just to address one thing. The month of February in my life has always been like a little scary because it's, everything seems fine, and then there's something big happens, right? So I'm like, oh my God, here I am in February, and I feel very good and very positive, And like my cat was sitting on my lap last night, like a lap cat, which that's pretty rare. And I'm like, oh my God, is my cat okay? It's like I'd like to move past this doom thought of, oh, things are really going well. So when is the bomb going to go off,
Okay, like waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, because I feel fantastic, and I'm like, well, why is that, I mean, I feel like I'm growing in life, and I'm feeling positive, and my cat seems to be feeling positive. And then I'm like, well, can I just sustain this,
Then you question it, So, Linda, have you got enough to work with there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
So, let's have you think of February, just in your own mind. Just let whatever thoughts you have about February just come into your mind. Mm-hmm. And for anyone listening, think about something in your life that you have this sort of feeling of uncertainty or dread or just concern that there's another shoe that might drop.
Yeah, so we didn't say anything about this, but so you all know, if you do it when Linda's saying, you're listening, think about it for yourself, because Linda, they will also get effects of the healing energy balancing kind of surrogately.
Yeah, so yeah. Monica, you're just focused on how you feel about February.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then set that aside and focus on the feeling of destruction. And we're going to replace that. And we're going to replace destruction with the feeling of stable. So now mm-hmm. you're just focused on stable. Stable and the number five are the two things to hold in conscious mind. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the left, just rolling your closed eyes to the left, thinking stable five. Your breathing is going to be an exhale from the abdomen into the earth, just exhaling down, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting a new breath come in as soon as you need it, and repeating the exhale, thinking stable, five, closed eyes looking to the left. Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing your neck and shoulders. And then remembering this feeling about February, letting February mm-hmm. back into conscious mind. Okay, that is complete. I'm going to invite you to shift your thoughts to a beautiful blue sky. The sky is blue. There's something else we're going to work on. And I'm going to have you think about the cat getting into your lap.
Now she's right here.
Yep. Bring that remembering she's in your lap, feeling. Okay, and then setting that thought aside, I'm going to have you focus on grief, the feeling of grief. We're going to replace that. Replacing grief with the feeling of desire. Desire and the number two are the two things to hold in mind. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking desire too. Closed eyes are looking at the right side of your forehead. perfect. Breathe normally, Monica, with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing the neck and shoulders, and remembering the cat being in your lap. Okay, and that is complete. I'm going to have you once again shift to a beautiful blue sky. The sky is blue. And there is no more that needs to be done. Let me find your affirmation. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of desire. I embrace the feeling of desire.
That's great.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, you are all good with Monica and your kitty friend. And Monica, we'll just stay in touch. And when we both slow down a little bit, we'll have our conversation.
Great. I really look forward to it. Thank you both very much.
And it's nice to know you're always out there, Monica.
I'm always out here. Absolutely.
All right. God bless. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, we got to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour, and then we have a special call coming up. You've had hints about it all day, but I didn't. Anyway, I'm excited. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Another caller to go, and we will get to that straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of our Go Seahawks edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Send us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from Linda. And you can find Linda Rasmussen off the air. You can check her out online. VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com is her website, VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com. And Linda, we talked a little about you have a physical office that you work out of, the Interspace facility at the old Rainier Brewery. So folks can come and work with you in person, but you also work remotely over the phone or Zoom or any of those sorts of things. And you continue to offer a free introductory session to any new person coming to you. And the really cool thing is that working with you on the radio doesn't count, you say.
That's right.
So even if you've worked with folks on the radio, they can still do a personal session with you either in person or remotely. And you'll do a free introductory session. How cool is that?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So if you would like a free session off the air, then all you have to do is call or text Linda at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Okay, then. Now, a little housekeeping here. I have last month when we did the show, and you're doing the work and the music. I was still getting used to that, and it wasn't quite right for me. I wasn't really sure kind of what it was. It wasn't quite right. So I was thinking, is that, I like that music, I don't, all of that, but I'll tell you what, I think it all came together, and I think, David, we're going to have to give you credit for accidentally doing what we needed to do, because this lowering the volume on the music, that covered the bases for me. I mean, it feels really good to me now, and the music isn't distracting to me, but it also, I'm not here in the dead air, so if somebody tunes in, they're not going to think Anyway, for me, it sounds pretty good, and it feels good to me. Now, David, for you too, is it sounding okay from your perspective?
Yeah, it's sounding just fine. Keep my hand here on the slider, and I just go kind of up and down. And
All right. Well, you're doing an excellent job, and so I'm really glad that you were here. Now, Linda, is it feeling good to you too?
Honestly, I never noticed the music. Some other place.
Right. Okay. So you're in some other place, but anyway. So I think that was really good. All righty. So we are going back to the phones, and sometimes I get a little busy when we're talking on the on the air, and it occurred to me, when you're starting all this wonderful work with the people, and I got this flash because we had already talked about, we shared the good news about our friend Jude Ponton from Whispering Dragon, mm-hmm. and that she got her kitty yesterday and all of that. But then it occurred to me, because I told you that Cat immediately bumped and rubbed the dog, but now Jude's, they're having to bond. And then it occurred to me, what about a bonding session for Jude and her new kitty? And so, Linda, I was thinking, so anyway, I just shot a text off, let's try a bonding session. And sure enough, she picked up the phone. So we can all do a collective welcome and congratulations on your new baby. Good morning, Jude. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, we've been talking about you. Your ears should have been ringing.
Oh, I guess they were.
So how are things going? Tell us.
Well, I always comb Santi every day because it keeps her from tangling up and matting. It's sort of a bonding thing. And I get down on the floor with her. And so I had checked in, and Bodhi was in a little, I have a little sort of hut thing that she decided to sleep in that last night. I'm hoping to get her to sleep with me at some point, but she's still getting used to everything. But I'm on the floor combing Santi, and out she comes, and she's headbutting me, and she's headbutting Santi, and she's, it's like a big distraction from the combing, but there was
she's helping.
Well, I combed her a little bit too, and
how fun!
So she was kind of all over the place for a while, and then she went back and finished her breakfast.
But how fun that she came out when you're brushing Shanty! And of course, remember everybody, Shanty's a black standard poodle. So when Jude says she has to brush her, she's not kidding. I mean, you know, because poodles got lots of coat, you know, and she needs to. So, but this dog, you know, Bodhi apparently loves dogs. And now, how did, because Shanti has not had a cat, you know, she's not been able to sniff cat butts and have a, you know, because Moon Pie didn't like dogs and didn't have anything to do with her, and you had to keep Shanti away from her. How's Shanti handling the attention with Bodhi bumping and rubbing all over her?
Well, she's a little confused. but actually, at one point, she decided that maybe she wanted to play after her finished combing. And so she did that poodle thing that they do with, you know, sort of bowing down and...
Yeah, the play bow. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, she was pretty enthusiastic. So that was a little much. But instead of running away, the little kitty just walked up and sort of swiped at her. and that was not a big deal. I just told Shanti, you know, she's a little, doesn't quite understand. But she wasn't like, I mean, I almost thought it was a play swipe. It was not very serious.
Yeah. Well, and the words you could use with them is play gentle. Play gentle.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk to Shanti, and you guys, you have to teach each other how to play with each other and play gentle. Play gentle. But I think, I told you that I think they're going to be best friends.
She was headbutting her later, so it was no big deal.
How fun. So now what about now, Linda, does this make sense to do kind of a bonding session for Jude and Shanti, but I think for Jude and Bodhi, but I think we also have to add Shanti in there. Can you do something to kind of help with all of this, do you think?
So I will reiterate that it's a non-symptom based, form of energy work. And at the same time, of course, things are in the field when we have new beings in the field. And so certainly we can work with this energy, and I'm delighted.
All right. So I'm Jude, I'm passing you over to Linda. She's in charge now.
Okay.
Hi, Jude. So Can I have you start just with blue sky? Just relaxing, breathing normally, blue sky. And I'm going to have you think about Shanti in whatever is coming into your mind. And then setting Shanti outside your thoughts, focusing on satisfied. Satisfied in the number 3. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Thinking satisfied, 3. Closed eyes looking at the right side of your forehead. Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing the neck and shoulders, and bringing Shanti back into your thoughts. And that is complete. We're going to go back to a beautiful blue sky. Sky is blue. And now I'm going to just have you envision all 3 of you having a lovely life together in whatever way that comes to you. Thank you. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of consistency. And for the people listening, consistency is about the timeless aspect of us as beings. And it's about a part of us that you would consider your true nature, consistency. Consistency in the number four. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking down, rolling your closed eyes downward. And we're going to have you do that controlled breathing, inhaling, holding your breath in, exhaling, holding your breath out, thinking consistency four, closed eyes looking down. Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then returning to the vision of living a happy life together. And that is complete. And I'm going to find the energetic word. Satisfied. I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And that is perfect.
Excellent. All right, okay. Jude, how are you doing?
Great.
All righty. Well, I'm excited to see if you notice any shift in the bonding between the three of you now.
I have to say that Shanti was just incredibly patient with all of us, and I told her what a good girl she was for, because I mean she's just a little confused because her cat that she had before would barely sniff her nose, and now she's getting headbutted and rubbed and all kinds of stuff. So,
well, that's why I was talking to her and telling her, you know, how great is she going to have a cat friend, but she doesn't really know what that's involved. But she's a perfect dog with cats because she is so well mannered. And really listens to Jude and does exactly what she says. And if Jude tells her to stop or leave it alone, she does. And she's just very cooperative dog and very friendly, gentle dog. So anyway, I'm delighted that the three you have your family and hope that Bodhi bonds in strongly and that she starts sleeping with you as soon as she's comfortable. Anyway, yeah. I'm so glad you called in. We got a chance to see how this works, so keep me posted.
I will. Take care of both of you guys. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. It means we got to fire up that love train one more time. And remember, you don't get to sit this one out. Well, you can sort of sit, but dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with me. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. I'll do that in just a moment. But if you want remote treatments with Linda for you and or your animal friends, you can give us a call at 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 888-298-5569. And if we have no phone calls, then we're back to our discussion because we've just started to get into some of the really good stuff. So we need to do that. So anyway, stay right where you are. And love train coming up. And here's our yogi energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Linda Rasmussen and Best right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.